want to go way back a while because I thought of something that I had forgot to tell you. When Beverly and I were going together, and I was working for Art Old, and was a ton and a half truck, and of course, I was the low man on the totem pole, and I got to drive the truck and load and unload the truck. Those were my wonderful jobs. And sometimes I would be going east on 6th Street, and your mother would be out on what they called Greenfield at that time, and she'd have girls out there, and because I didn't have a horn on this truck, I would stick my arm out the side of the truck and pound on the side of the truck, and they would hear it, they would all look up, and I guess even the girls, this happened more than once. And your mother took it in good stride, and I don't know whether the girls razzed your mother about it or not, but they all looked up and would make some comment. It was one of the good natured things that your mother could take into. I was framing a house. I had a laborer working with me, and I was working by myself. All the studs were cut, and all the plates were laid out, and we started at the, it was a slab house, started at the mud sill that morning, and by nightfall, oh, by the time we quit work, it was at 4:30 or whatever it was, I had that house framed to the double plate and had all the cut-in braces, and but didn't have it plumbed. It'd take a couple of guys to do that, and that labor that I had did not drive one nail, and I only carried one stud the whole day. But in the meantime, your mother was getting ready to go up to Los Angeles for something. I guess she was going up there for the summer to work. And I went out, sat in the car and talked to her for a few minutes. I don't know whether I kissed her goodbye or just said goodbye. And off she went. I took time out from building a house. Anyway, the Art Old came by and looked at that. You did that. Just, and why it hasn't been done before. And anyway, that was when I started getting journeyman wages. He promoted me. That happened before Beverly and I were ever married.